The important ideas that I wanted to explore in this opera start with the idea of what does it mean to be in a relationship with other people, and how do people relate to one another. Particularly in this case, I was interested in the way that brothers relate to one another, and also just men do in general. I think that's something that's not really explored very often in fictional mediums. This opera and the way that I've set up the libretto gives me an opportunity to look at those relationships from two different perspectives. In one case, from a historical perspective, using the story of Orville and Wilbur Wright as a backdrop for how their relationship evolved. And then also in the case of the fictional brothers, using their histories and stories and family life as a way of understanding how those relationships emerge in the young part of people's lives. And I think that those relationships are interesting because they're not just in a bubble. They relate to historical and technological and in some cases religious even stories that are happening around people. And I think it's interesting to imagine situating people within those stories and finding out how their relationships work as a result.
Thank you. dearest children, I know what you're thinking. A letter to the future. I wouldn't know how to start one of those.
Flying just isn't what it used to be. There were birds nesting outside our kitchen window, and we would greet them every morning. And it was reasonable for them to be flying around. They were birds, after all. It was in their blood. People would come and go, and the birds were always flitting about. Wonderful birds. Not pretty birds, though. These were regularly gray birds, and they lived regular lives. No red or blue feathers to distract them, make them feel special. These were birds with morals. Birds who knew where they were supposed to be. Birds who ate worms and carried various straws in their mouths to build new nests. And birds who struggled to stay still and who refused to look you in the eye. That's because you can't look at both of a bird's eyes.
He was new to the home, but he wasn't afraid like the rest of them. Happy to lend a hand, hang a shelf. He drove me to the grocery store every Thursday. I usually need at least milk, but when I can, I get cherries. And once we ate them on the ride home, rich and meaty cherries. The kind that leaves the inside of your mouth dark red, and all for $10. A ride to and back. Very cheerful fellow. Told me about the war and why we don't stand a chance. If you can, you ought to check in with your aunt sometime. She's always hurting from something. It's in her bones, a kind of longing. When you least expect it, someone will ask you for a kindness, and whether or not you feel up to it, I urge you to consider a blessing in the summer. For the safety of our world. It would be a shame to lose it so soon. The world is too young, barely alive, and we still have coupons to redeem for frozen peas and aluminum-lined bags of cookies, pecan pie and seltzer. More fun than laughing.
Don't lose your head, or don't let it get too big. Your work is God's work, and longer than that. You fly, work on important things that people build monuments for. Idolatry, even of the self, even imaginary, is below, below. If it's not you, then who is it? That's what you should remember. Who was it?
If you had told me you were going to fly, I wouldn't have believed you. I don't care for the sound, and your father is worried and tired from his letter writing and lawsuits. They won't give him a break, but he believes, and that is good enough. And so for now, at least, without the record to show for movement, things go up and down again, and always on time. Who cares for how long? It's God's way, and if he knows, then we all do. Remember what it means to believe, and ask your brother about it when you don't. One of you should keep it straight.